Good evening.
Late afternoon, I guess. Good to be with you. I'm overwhelmed tonight because when I walked in the door, I just saw people who I have never, some I've never met in person, some it's been a long time since I've seen them, dear friends. And for y'all to take upon the inconvenience of coming here and seeing me and my wife Serena and listening to me drum on up here is humbling. I'd posted on Facebook earlier today that I didn't think you could be too encouraged. I didn't know that was possible. And it probably is not possible. But the love and the encouragement that I know I received today following the assembly and standing there in that aisle and one after another, you coming and just thanking me and sharing your stories, man, I was so filled. I just... Thank you, man. This has been a great weekend. I needed this, to be quite frank with you. I needed to come and be encouraged. Hopefully, I've been in some way an encouragement to you and that the Word of God has been faithfully preached to you and it's built you up. That's what I hope. And I hope tonight I'm able to do the same. Have you ever wondered that if God, as God looks at you, what He sees? Maybe I'm the only person who wonders those things. I don't think so. But you're lying in bed at night and you're looking up at the ceiling, knowing beyond the ceiling and beyond the sky is the God of heaven, and that He takes personal notice of you. And have you ever wondered what in the world is He thinking as He looks down on me? What does God see when He sees me? That's a question I'd like to do my best to answer tonight and to help guide you through answering that question. I think tonight that if you're seated here this evening and you're not a Christian, I pray that the words that I share with you from the Word of God will be power from the Holy Spirit to convict you, to make tonight the night you become a Christian. Before we can answer that question, or as we begin to ponder that question, it is critical that we take notice of who it is that is noticing us. If we wonder, how does God see me when He looks at me? It would do us well to understand who God is, because that makes a difference. You know, I really don't care too much what my neighbor thinks when my neighbor looks at me. If he doesn't like what he sees, that's their issue, okay? But man, if God is going to look at me, I care what God thinks when He looks at me. Because I recognize and I embrace the truth that He is the Creator, that I have been fashioned in His image, that I am part of His wonderful, mighty, artistic work. And so we need to begin answering that question tonight by looking at the nature of God. God is holy, and it's important that we understand that. That God is holy, He is to be feared, Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7. That He is holy, He is to be feared, and there is a complete absence of evil in Him. In Psalms, the fifth Psalm in verse 4, for you are not a God who delights in wickedness, evil may not dwell with you. There is no hint of evil in the nature of God. And as I begin to share and unravel this for you tonight, I want you to understand that when you ponder the question of what is it that God sees when He sees in me, or what He sees when He looks at me, that we ought to care about that question. Because the one who is looking at us means something. He is God. He is to be feared. He is holy. There is no no presence whatsoever, evil in him. He is all powerful, he is all knowing, and he is in all places at all times, and he executes judgment faithfully. And you will know that when God executes judgment, that it will be just. This is God. When we talk about God, this is who we're referring to. We're referring to the divine spiritual presence that fashioned everything that we see and know. And he looks at us. And we would do well to consider what he sees when he looks at us. I want to begin to answer that question by, first of all, addressing those who are not in Christ tonight. That when God looks at those who have not been clothed by the blood of his Son, that he still sees you. He still sees you, but let me explain to you from Scripture what he sees. In Luke chapter 4 and verse 18, Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are being oppressed." When God sees us in our sin and not in his Son, he sees broken, oppressed, captive people. He also sees, when he looks at us outside of his Son, he also sees those of us to be sick and in need of a doctor. In Mark chapter 2 and in verse 17, as Jesus was calling his disciples and had called Levi, in verse 15, we read that he reclined at the table in his house, and many, many tax collectors and sinners were reclining with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. And the scribes of the Pharisees, when they saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" And when Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but to sinners." When God looks at us and we are outside of the fold, we say the fold of safety, as we are outside of the boundaries of the Lord's church and the refuge that is found in the Lord's church, and we're wandering in sin, and we've not yet put our faith and we've not yet put our trust in Jesus, we've not yet died with him in baptism, and we're outside of Christ, he sees us broken, oppressed, in captivity, and he sees us sick and in need of a doctor. According to John chapter 3, in verse 3, he sees us blind and unable to see the kingdom of God. In Revelation chapter 3, in verse 17, he sees us as wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. And according to Revelation 21 and verse 8, and Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, when God looks at us and we have rejected the free gift of grace that he has offered through his Son Jesus, he sees us making a choice and opting rather to ride the highway to hell than the narrow road to life. Now, I want you to listen to me tonight, or listen to the Word of God tonight. If you're outside of Christ, this is what God sees. He sees broken, oppressed, captive, sick, blind, wretched, pitiable, poor, naked, and on a highway to hell. And so I want us for a moment to just grasp that truth. And for those of you that are Christians tonight, I want you to feel that before you came into Christ, this is exactly the state of your soul. So let us pause to see ourselves for what and who we really are outside of a relationship with the God who created us. We are an absolute, deplorable, miserable, disgusting, shameful, inexcusable, and despicable mess of flesh and bone. Why? Because all have sinned and all have fallen short of the glory of God. Now, friends, that's just the truth. That is what the Word of God says. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. I don't want to make it seem like it's better than it really, or better than it is, because it isn't good. And so, in all the love that I can muster in encouraging you who are outside of Christ tonight, to think that when God sees you right now, this is what He sees. And it does not make Him happy. God is not overjoyed in looking at the world as it is and seeing so many people reject His love. He is not pleased by the state of humanity. It breaks His heart. So what did God do? God storms in. He storms in and He says, no, He doesn't even say it. He screams it. He screams, stop! I love you too much to watch you all die. That's the story. That's why they call it good news. I love you too much to watch you die. And so He drenches an old wooden cross with His own blood. In a message that says, my grace is sufficient for you. Do you know that God is not a miser when it comes to His grace? God is not sitting in heaven and is not reigning in heaven with all this grace in His pockets and just doing everything He can to avoid having to give it to us. That's not who God is. The expression of His love as Jesus died on the cross is clear indication, brothers and sisters, that God says, I love you more than you could ever know. I love you more than you could ever imagine. And I want you to see and I want you to know that what I'm doing is only because I love you. God, what do you see when you look at me? He saw someone who He loved so much that He had to die for him. That's what He saw. So to those who are here tonight who are Christians. And you have been baptized, and you have been washed by the blood of the Lamb, and you have put your faith, and you have put your trust in God, who expressed His love so mightily for you. He sees. He does not see broken, oppressed, and in captivity anymore. He sees holy. He sees righteous. And He sees redeemed. He doesn't see you in captivity. He sees you as a prisoner who's been set free. He does not see you wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. He sees a friend, a child, a lover, and a bride. And He no longer sees you on a highway to hell. He sees a new creature. A new creature that's been born again and washed by the blood of the Lamb. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now, listen, now you are God's people. You are God's people. You want to know what God sees when He looks at you? He sees His own special people. He sees His family. Too often we allow the opinions of the world to define who we are. Stop. Just stop it. And let the Word of God define who you are. A Christian who knows and believes what God sees when He looks at you ought not to be a person that struggles with self-esteem. You are loved more than you could ever understand. And one day God, as He waits patiently, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, one day He's going to call home His bride. And that's you. You. Husbands, do you remember when you saw your bride coming down the aisle and you saw the beauty and you saw a future of a life together? That's what God sees when He looks at you. You are the bride of Christ. Now, I could go on and preach some really applicable thoughts to that. Like, well, you ought to act like it. we better act like it. And as a bride of Christ, we ought to not get mud all over the wedding dress. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff we could go from here. But I don't want to go there. I don't want to do that tonight. You have a capable man who can talk about that. I wanted tonight to come here and encourage you. I wanted to come here tonight and speak to those who are outside of Christ to know that what you really are in the eyes of God because you've not surrendered yourself to Him. And that He did everything He possibly could to show you how much He loved you. And you can leave here tonight and not respond to that and say, you know what, God, I appreciate all of that, but no thanks. You can do that tonight if you want. I don't want you to. For those that are not Christians tonight, I would, when we stand in a moment or two and we begin to sing this song, I'd like to see each and every one of you step out of those pews and come down to the front, and we'll have a baptism party tonight. We will see people give themselves over to God and submit their lives to Christ. I would love to see that. But that's not going to happen unless you recognize where you are outside of Christ. And to those who are in Christ, and to those who are Christians tonight, I wanted to come this evening and I wanted to encourage you. I wanted you to see yourselves as God sees you. When we understand that what we find in the pages of the Word of God is absolute truth, that the truth is, He doesn't see blind, pitied, and wretched anymore. He doesn't see sick and broken and captive anymore. He sees those who have been set free. He sees those who have been healed by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. He sees His own special people. Consider it, I know I do, consider it an honor to be called a child of God. If you're not a Christian tonight, you are missing out on an absolutely wonderful life. If you're not a Christian tonight, stop running from God. Stop running from His love. Stop running from His grace. He is reaching out to you, offering it to you, saying, take hold of what I can do for you and have done for you. Tonight can be the night where you are set free, and you are forgiven, and you are healed. Would you, right now, come to the front of this auditorium and let this church know that tonight and today is going to be the day of your salvation? It will be a joyous occasion. One that I will never forget, and one that I guarantee you will never forget either. Would you come to Jesus tonight as we stand and sing?